that you're coming off of the bye week, what do you think the biggest benefit was to get away from it?
Well, I think, just to get some rest, and after 8 games, body needs a little rest, get some guys back healthy, and so obviously we got an 8-game season. It starts this week with Oakland, and we know we got a challenge ahead of us, but I think we're looking forward to it and ready to go attack it.
I know you know what Foles did to Oakland yesterday. Don't know if you saw it on television, but what do you usually see out of a defense that gets ripped like that when they come back the following week? Do you usually respond?
I think so. I think it's usually the way it works out, and you can't each week is different. You can't just say what happened to a team the week prior and assume it's automatically not happening again. Usually it doesn't. They come with something to prove and come out with a better performance. So we're looking at all their past games, and they've played Pittsburgh very well, and they've been playing. There's only 2 games I've seen so far, so they have a talented defense, and they make plays, and so we got to be ready and expect their best effort.
As a quarterback, you can understand probably, to put it in perspective, 7 touchdown passes in a game. You didn't even finish the whole game. How does something like that happen?
It's never happened to me, so I don't know. I guess I'll try to figure out a way, obviously hit some big plays. Everything just seemed to go their way. That's just the way football goes sometimes. Some games you catch every break, and the little things you have some mistakes and you end up making plays, and everything just works out, and then some days it doesn't.
What do you like after seeing a game like that? Is there a temptation for you to kind of change your game and what you do to maybe duplicate what Philly did and maybe have that same success?
No, I don't think so. I think you gotta run your offense, and you can't just look at a play that they ran and say, oh, we gotta run this play, because you might get a different defense. You might get a different, response. You got to run the plays that you're comfortable with, that you know how to execute. No matter what coverage or defense you get, you're going to be prepared for it.
Eli, you guys self-scout on the bye week. What can, when you look at some of the tape, talk to your receivers, what can you guys do to try to get back to some more of the big plays that really defined your offense over the last couple of years, but we're lacking a bit the first 8 weeks of the year?
Well, I think in some games we actually hit a lot of big plays. We just had too many mistakes. So I think we've cut down on the mistakes these last weeks. Because of that, I think a lot of our problems are third down conversions were low in a lot of games, because a lot of them were third and 12s and third and 13s, and so I think we kind of went back to, hey, let's just get positive yards and stay in third in manageable situations, and then we do a lot better keeping the ball and having long drives. And. And so, maybe you take less shots, or if your shot's there, you're gonna take it. If it's not, hey, find your check down. Let's get 4 or 5 yards and stay in a manageable situation. And we've done much better just having a more consistent offense that way.
The backfield looks like Brandon Jacobs is getting healthy. Looks like Andre Brown's going to be available to you. I mean, that's a lot of beef between Hillis and Brown and Jacobs. You got interchangeable parts. They got a lot of muscle.
Yeah, we got some big backs, so it's good to. Have a number of guys back, get those guys back healthy, and be good for Peyton. Hadn't been playing for the first 6 weeks of the year, and then all of a sudden come in and get 25 touches a game. He could use a little break, and I think that bye came at a good time for him. But it'll be good to have Brandon and Andre back and have Peyton in the mix, and so should be strong at the running back position now.